KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, well, part of what we talk about often on this show and on the radio in general is your opportunity to share your events with us. There's so many great events happening with different churches and organizations in the Albuquerque and New Mexico area as we broadcast to Las Cruces and Cannon near Clovis and Portales, Albuquerque, Santa Fe. And if you have an event going on, you'd like promoted here, we would love to hear from you. Send all the details, the who, what, when, where, why, to studio at klyt.fm, or just go to the website, klyt.fm. You'll find a place on the events page to share your information. And one of those events coming up August 1st, mark your calendars. It's a full day event that starts at 9 a.m. at Albuquerque Little Theater. It's a 2026 Bible Prophecy Conference hosted by Redemption Hill Church. Their website is redemptionhillnm.org. You'll find the details there. But the event is at Albuquerque Little Theater, and we welcome on to the broadcast, along with Pastor Michael Solecki of Redemption Hill Church, and Todd Hampson and Jeff Kinley, otherwise known as the Prophecy Pros, theprophecypros.com. Two experts, one topic, no confusion. Guys, thanks for taking the time to hang out and talk about this upcoming event on August 1st.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you so much, Steve. Michael.
Hey, look.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Let's start here, because I was looking at your credentials, and now Jeff, a former pastor, a best-selling author of over 40 books, University of Arkansas, go Razorbacks, Dallas Theological Seminary and Liberty University, and Todd, author, speaker, illustrator, animator. He's the creative in the group, guys. Also Dallas Theological Seminary. I don't know, Todd, were you certainly part of bringing up this two experts, one topic, no confusion. You guys want to walk us through what that's about?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, Jeff and I just kind of teamed up. We're cut from the same cloth. We connected a while back, about 2018 or so, somewhere around that time frame. And I was actually studying Jeff's books to learn the ins and outs of eschatology, and just loved him as a theologian. And long story short, once I had a book deal greenlit, my deal with God was, all right, Lord, I'll write this one book, but I don't want to travel and I don't want to speak. And God blew that plan up. And Jeff and I would bump into each other at conferences and stuff, and just really got to know each other and just felt called to kind of partner together. We both do stuff on our own, but we do a lot of stuff together because we both kind of grew up unchurched and both have a love for Bible prophecy because of the apologetic nature of fulfilled prophecy, and because God wants us to understand the end of the story. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And then God blew open the doors from there and just opened up a bunch of doors for us to do the podcast. And we have some other exciting things we've developed over the past couple of years, and some upcoming fun stuff that we'll be announcing pretty soon as well. So.
All right. Anything to add, Jeff?
Well, you know, one of the exciting things that we have discovered is that Christians are hungry to know. We're living in such chaotic times, uncertain times, volatile times. People want to know, does my Bible say anything about the times that I'm living in or the times that are coming? And so everywhere we go, people are just sitting there. It's like they've just come to a restaurant and they haven't eaten in 3 days or something. They want to know the answers, and they want to hear something solid from God. And so, you know, Todd and I always say that your Bible prophecy is kind of like the forbidden planet of Christianity. It's like nobody thinks that they're supposed to go there. But God ended his written revelation to mankind with a book that's 95% future prophecy. And so apparently God didn't lose his way at the end of his written revelation. He really wants us to know something for sure. And so that's what we explore during our conference.
All right, let me bring this back to the pastor, Michael. Michael Solecki is the pastor of Redemption Hill Church here in Albuquerque. Michael, how did you connect with these guys, and tell us about the inspiration behind the Bible conference, the prophecy conference?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I mean, I'd piggyback on what Jeff said there. People are hungry. I see people at our church that are hungry, and we've had some people even coming to our church where they're coming out of a Christian denomination that didn't really emphasize Bible prophecy. And as we're just teaching through the Bible, I think it's developing even a hunger in them to want to know more. And the reality is as we live in the times that we're living in, people want to have an anchor, something that they can continue to hold their hope to and to be excited for and to have some peace, even in the midst of the type of times we're living in that are just a mess. So we've run across, I've read some of Todd's books, and we've sold some of his books. And so I did not know that Todd and Jeff like taught together. It was brought to my attention by some people in our church. And so we were praying and contemplating putting together a prophecy conference, just because I think it's something that's good and beneficial and purifying for the church, really. It's the hope of Christ's return, the hope of Christ coming for his church is a hope that purifies his bride. Amen. And so we're looking to put this on. And these guys just seem to line up with what we wanted to see happen, and it made life easy. So we contacted them and then set this up, and we're just praying and looking forward to seeing what God's going to do with it.
Okay. Well, look, I'm not going to bushwhack the listener by throwing out all the names of the books right now, but I'm going to tell you by the end of our conversation, we're going to mention some of these books that'll be great resources for you. So get something, whether it's opening up your notepad on your device or chip away on some stone, whatever. Get ready to write down some of those resources as we get further into our conversation. And again, if you just joined us, we are visiting with Todd Hampson and Jeff Kinley, the Prophecy Pros, prophecypros.com, their podcast, along with Pastor Michael Selecki from Redemption Hill Church in Albuquerque, about the 2026 Bible Prophecy Conference coming up Saturday, August 1st. You do need to register for the event at that website, redemptionhillnm.org, redemptionhillnm.org, and it's a nominal cost. I'm not even going to say what it is because, skip a couple of coffees at the drive-thru this week and go to the conference. But let's walk through some of the content. I want to really tease you guys without stealing your thunder. Some of the things are going to be covered in session one. What is Bible prophecy and why is it so important? And I don't have written here who's doing which session, but I'll just throw it out to you guys. Session one, what would you like to tease there?
Yeah, so I teach that first session. And the thing that I think originally motivated that title is that I spent 25 years in student ministry. And my philosophy was, I got out of Dallas Seminary, had my master's in theology. I thought, well, I'm like a cannon sent to kill a fly. I've got so much information, how am I going to get young people to understand all this stuff in the Bible? But I just ended all my talks with students with kind of a so what. It's like, why is this so important? And I think God does that in his word. And so when we bring the topic of Bible prophecy, I think it's a fair question to just ask, well, what is Bible prophecy? Are we talking about predicting the coming of Christ? Are we talking about identifying the Antichrist? Or are we talking about something really more specific in the scriptures, as how does scripture portray the last days? What should we be looking for? And we talk about why it's so important. And so we give a lot of statistics about how much of the Bible is prophetic at the time it was written, where God puts prophecy, why is there prophecy in the Bible, how much of the New Testament is prophecy, the relationship of the second coming of Christ to the first coming. So we bring all these confusing topics in this initial session together, sort of, putting it, if you will, the cookies on the bottom shelf. We don't dumb it down, but we speak it in a language that everybody's going to get it, from the golden ager down to the teenager. They're all going to get this solid truth. So we begin with that solid foundation of why is Bible prophecy so important to my life and what does it really mean for me?
All right. Well, from a layman's perspective, and I'm no Bible prophecy expert, but it sounds like somewhat it'll be covering there's birth pangs for a reason, guys. Is it close?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be covered in our third session. So I'm going to let Todd cover the second session.
Okay. Yeah. Then the second session you mentioned, it's the amazing fulfilled prophecies of the Bible. I love, and I'm guessing, either here or there, you'll be sharing stats, you know, mathematics stats on the amazing fulfilled prophecies of the Bible, Todd, but, your chance to tease a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And one quick overall comment about how the messages are structured and kind of how the day is structured. It really is. It will be like they're taking a sip of fire from a sip of water from a fire hydrant, but it each session builds on the other. And it, we assume that people are coming there with a lot of questions, maybe not even knowing why Bible prophecy is important, maybe having heard so many different things about the timing of the Lord's return or what is Bible prophecy. So we really do start at a baseline level, and Jeff sets up the whole day with that first message in an incredible way. And then message two really is more apologetic in nature, in terms of we're looking at the fulfilled prophecies, God's 100% proven track record of promising things and then coming through and fulfilling those promises, and showing people some concrete historical fulfilled prophecies that both verify that the Bible is from God and verify the fact that that means everything he said about the future will also come true. So it really is, again, builds on that first message that Jeff brings and really brings some really amazing concrete historical fulfilled prophecies for people to consider.
All right. Well, listen, we're up against a break. Can you guys stay with us for another segment?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Listen, if you just joined us, we're visiting with Pastor Michael Zalecki, pastor of Redemption Hill Church in Albuquerque. And let me give the website again, because that is where you register for this 2026 Bible Prophecy Conference coming Saturday, August 1st to Albuquerque Little Theater, 9 a.m. And it's a full day event, redemptionhillnm.org. We'll continue our conversation with Todd Hampson, Jeff Kinley, and Pastor Mike when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
All right, welcome back into our conversation. We're visiting with Todd Hampson and Jeff Kinley, otherwise known as the Prophecy Pros. You'll catch up with them in their podcast at theprophecypros.com. Two experts, one topic, no confusion. They are going to be giving us all kinds of information at the 2026 Bible Prophecy Conference, Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m., Albuquerque Little Theater. You do need to register for this event. The Redemption Hill Church website, who, by the way, is hosting the event, redemptionhillnm.org. And Pastor Mike Zalecki, part of our conversation. I have to ask you, Michael, Albuquerque Little Theater, I love this. Not your typical venue for a prophecy conference, but how did that happen?
I'm excited. It was the Lord. Yeah. Providentially, the Lord works stuff out. Yeah. Looking for our church. I really am hoping if we can push in the upward neighborhood of getting like 380 to 400 people out, that would be fantastic. That is bigger than what our sanctuary can hold at our fellowship. So I'm just trusting the Lord that there's going to be enough people excited and that this is going to be a fruitful and beneficial thing for the body of Christ. I want to see people excited for Christ, excited for his return, and excited to want to study the scriptures. Albuquerque Little Theater, after checking multiple venues, I think it was the second day they had it online to open up and rent their venue. They just started doing it. I go, hey, let me check. Let me call them. Let me get their rates. And everything just fell into place. So it ended up being a perfect match. And that's how we came about it.
Well, and the truth is, you know, I don't know how many people who don't, you know, go to church sometime during the week might be interested in a Bible prophecy conference. Actually, I hope they are. But, you know, there's a lot of people that would go to Albuquerque Little Theater that wouldn't darken the door of a church, you would think.
So
hopefully we've expanded the audience. And for those listening, you'll share the information, which, by the way, again, is on the website at redemptionhillnm.org. In the first segment, we talked about sessions 1 and 2 for August 1st, and those sessions being what is Bible prophecy and why is it so important? And then the next segment, session, the amazing fulfilled prophecy, prophecies of the Bible. And now on to session 3, we wanted to tease it a little bit. So hopefully entice you to go get registered for this event. The times of the signs almost sounds backwards, but it's very apropos. I'm going to guess this is Jeff.
Yeah, it's not a dyslexic title. It actually is the times of the signs. People are asking that question, I think, a lot, Steve and Michael, is that, are we living in the last days? I think is the big question. Secondly is, are there biblical prophetic signs that the Bible, Jesus, Daniel, Paul, John, all predicted would be really marking our generation that would tell us we are approaching the coming of Christ? And so I list 8 times of the signs, or 8 signs of the times, during that session. And what we stay away from is a lot of speculation. We stay away from date setting. And we just want to be married to, what does the Bible actually say? What did Jesus say that we should be looking for in the last day? So I find that this is one of our most exciting sessions, because people are asking that question, and how am I supposed to know, you know, how far along we are in this kind of time frame? So we give some of the parameters. You talked about earlier about birth pangs. You know, Jesus said that there will be some serious signs in the last days. So we address that whole issue as well.
Yeah, you know, and again, I don't want to steal thunder, but something popped in my brain about prophecy in Daniel that was very impactful for me. Sharing, and I honestly, to this point, I can't think of a time I've had opportunity to share, with a non-believing Jew. But I was in Israel, and our, guide was a Messianic Jew, and we got to a place where I believe Skip was sharing the 70 weeks, from Daniel, and, this Messianic Jew guide, he said, that is what got me. It was so powerful, because I was like, man, you just don't know what it's going to take for the Holy Spirit to use to grab someone. I would say that as you're preparing to consider going to this event, don't think it's not appropriate for whoever. Bring someone, everyone come to this, and make sure you bring someone with you, which brings us to session 4. How should we live? Very, very Schaefer-ish or Colson-ish. And Todd, is this you?
Yes. I have the privilege of closing it out. And as you mentioned, there literally is something for everyone at this conference. It is not just a hyper-focus on Bible prophecy. It's part hermeneutics, it's part Bible study, it's really understanding the entire story of the Bible. The end of the story makes sense of the rest of the story. And this final message really is the one that drives it home in terms of, you know, typically people are waiting all day to see the timelines and the different views of the timing of the Lord's return and all that. We kind of save that for the final message, because we really want to build a foundation of truth that's based squarely and solely on the Word of God. And then we go through the big brushstrokes of the timeline. So by the time they finish that fourth message, they're going to understand, number one, that there should be unity in the body, even if we disagree about timing and that sort of thing. But they're going to walk away with a confident understanding of what Scripture clearly teaches about the timing of these key events. And then also the end of that message really is all practical, kind of what Jeff was sharing about his student ministry days. We end the conference asking, what does this mean for us? What do we do when we walk out of here with this information? And it really drives home the point of the entire conference. And then last but not least, we finish with a Q&A, which really helps people to really think through everything they've learned, any questions they don't have answered throughout the day. They can wrestle with those, and it really helps them to digest everything that they learned and kind of, you know, have some of their questions answered. And of course, we have tons of resources and stuff there as well if they want to dig deeper. So it really is a Bible prophecy intensive, but it's built for the lay person, for the agnostic, for the seeker. I mean, you name it, anybody can come to this conference and they're going to have questions answered. They're going to have challenges to their thinking if they don't believe the Bible's from God, if they don't believe, you know, that God is real, all of that. This really is a conference for everyone.
Okay, well, I promised earlier in our conversation that I would put out some resources that people can find to get familiar with Todd and Jeff and the works that they put out there in way of books. Let's start with you, Jeff. I mean, there's only 40 of them. Let's, you know, but, you know, one or two, Jeff, that you really want to get on people's radar.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've had the privilege of writing some books that God has taken to the number one spot on Amazon. It's been great, but one of them is called The End of the World According to Jesus of Nazareth. And it's really, how do we see through the eyes of Jesus the last days? And he gives us an overview of that in Matthew 24 and 25. So that would be one of my latest bestsellers. And then Todd and I have recently written a book together called A Visual Guide to the End Times, which is just an amazing book. It's a hardback, it's a big book, and it is full of colored charts and illustrations that Todd has masterfully done, but combined with solid content, it just takes people through almost every question and category of Bible prophecy. So I would say those will be two biggies that I would encourage folks to check out.
Okay, and Todd?
Yeah, Jeff and I also have another book we did together called The Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times. And it's the top 100 questions we get, kind of categorized in 10 different categories. It's a real useful book. People can bounce around in it or just dive into one section. And then also I have a series of books called the Nonprofits Guide series, and that's P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Yes, it's the nonprofit's a goofy character who gets prophecy wrong, and he's kind of the comedy relief in the books. There's a lot of illustrations, but there's seven of those in that series, a lot of topics to choose from. And then there's also an additional book for children that's in that series as well. So they could check out any of those. And I think that the topics will jump out at them as to what they might want to grab.
Okay, and I'm going to guess the illustrations that you mentioned, illustrated by Todd Hampson.
That's correct. Yeah, that's my background, and thought that that's what I'd do my whole life, but the Lord had other plans and was preparing me for kind of what Jeff and I are doing together right now, so it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and again, look, I don't want to steal thunder, and not to ask you the favorite question you've ever been asked, but is there a question over the years and different times of doing this that has been asked that really kind of stands out? That's like, wow, that, you know, that kind of came out of nowhere, but is so applicable.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there are several questions that kind of map it or you know, map out this that question, and it's this question is, how close are we? I find that people, even in asking other questions, what they're really asking is, how close are we to the return of Christ, to the rapture, to the tribulation period, to seeing the book of Revelation being fulfilled before our very eyes? And so Todd and I are obviously very careful not to do any sort of date setting and that type of thing. But at the same time, we want believers to develop a sense of biblical discernment and to be able to read their world and the things that are happening in their world through the grid of the Bible and what Scripture says. So that question, how close are we? I would say, Todd, that would be probably the most often asked category.
Yeah, absolutely. And then kind of second to that, Jeff, I'm thinking of some of the student ministry conferences we've done where the students who don't have any baggage or any connotations or, you know, there's no keep off the grass sign for them of Bible prophecy. Mm-hmm. When they first hear what the Bible actually says about the rapture, about all the things in front of us, they just have these natural raw questions about, well, what does that mean for my family? What does that mean here? So we get some very interesting questions from youth because it's all new to them. It's kind of, there's a whole generation of Christians that have never really been taught solid Bible prophecy, which, by the way, I want to commend Pastor Michael for stepping out in faith and putting on this conference, because he's trying to feed his flock. He's trying to prepare the church that he's responsible for. And brother, if we could duplicate you and have you all over the country, we'd do it in a heartbeat, because we need more pastors like you.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Well, look, guys, as we really put a close on our conversation, I do want to throw it back to you. Any closing thoughts, Todd, Jeff, Pastor Mike?
You know, I would just say this, is that it's going to be a day of lots of information. It'll go quickly, but it'll be a day of transformation. And the goal of our conference is, wherever we speak, is we want people to walk away knowing God's word, knowing Jesus, and falling more in love with Jesus. Because as Revelation 19:10 says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so that's what we want people to walk away with.
Amen. And if you've never been to a prophecy conference before, this is the one to go to. I promise you, even if you've been a believer for decades, if you've never studied this or you have questions about it, it's going to really transform your life, your discipleship, your outlook on the world, your passion to evangelize. Everything related to our Christian faith is going to be really bumped up a notch from coming to this conference.
And Pastor Mike?
Yeah, I would just encourage people, if you're thinking, if the Lord is setting something in your own heart to want to come and show up, to you're excited to dive deeper in this topic, do it. If you got someone in your life that this could work as, I've been reaching this brother, they're open, but this could be a time as an evangelistic opportunity to invite them and just be willing to pay for their ticket, register them. And we're going to be, Albuquerque Little Theater is right next to Old Town. At break time, there's a lot of great restaurants. You'll be able to take your friend out to lunch. It's a historic site. So the Albuquerque Little Theater, it's gone through renovations. The seats are awesome. The stage is great. And you just heard from these two guys, phenomenal speakers. And the focus is on Bible prophecy. Funny enough, I had someone say, a prophecy conference, are you going to have someone just go up there and just they hear from the Spirit and give some sort of word? I said, no. We're rooting ourselves to the scripture and what the Bible has to say about the future and the last days and Christ's return. And so that's the focus. It's on Bible prophecy. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to come on and speak with you guys, and just praying for a wonderful event.
Hey, you bring up a good point, Pastor Michael. As we close out, and after you pray, I'll give the information about the event in case someone just joined us. But could you pray for the upcoming event?
Yeah, absolutely. Father, thank you. I thank you for Todd and Jeff, the ministry that you've entrusted into their care. And primarily, it's rooted in your word and pointing people to Christ and the things that you have revealed in advance that will come to take place. And so I pray that you would help this event to be fruitful. It would edify the church. And Lord, if there'd be unbelievers that would show up, it would prove to be an opportunity for the gospel to go forward. They'd be convicted of sin and they'd turn to you. We pray that your church would be excited for Christ. They desire to walk in holiness. And Lord, that they would be excited to share their faith. We pray, God, that you'd bring all these things together for your glory and for your church's edification. Amen.
All right. And the event is 2026 Bible Prophecy Conference, Saturday, August 1st at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a full day event, including that lunch break they mentioned. Albuquerque Little Theater, that is what, San Pasquale and Central in Albuquerque, but find it on Google. Get down there at 9 a.m. and get registered at redemptionhillnm.org. Nominal cost, as I mentioned, hope you can make it out there. Don't miss Todd and Jeff on the prophecypros.com. Guys, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.